Marijuana has long been defined as a banned substance for athletes in almost every field of competition. But as emerging research continues to show the health benefits of cannabis over traditional sports medicine, more athletes are calling for cannabis tolerance in this edition of High on Sports. We now replay for you an interview with Marvin Washington from the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo earlier this year in Fort Worth, Texas. Welcome back, everybody. Radical Russ here at day two of the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo, and I'm sitting in the media room with former NFL player Marvin Washington. Hi, Marvin.
Hi.
Tell folks a little bit about your background, where you went to college, some of the teams you played for.
Well, I went to college in the Great Northwest. I went to the University of Idaho, and then I was lucky enough to get drafted. I played 11 years in the NFL. I played 8 with the New York Jets, 2 with the San Francisco 49ers, and picked up a Super Bowl championship with the Denver Broncos in 1998.
When were you attending University of Idaho?
Late 80s.
Yeah, so
head coach was Keith Gilbertson.
So you are part of the reason my beloved Boise State Broncos got whooped 13 years in a row.
I was part of it.
You were part of that, huh?
You guys paid us back.
We sure did. Yeah, I was the Buster Bronco mascot my freshman year, and I remember being down there on the field. I think that first year was like a 60-something-13 blowout at Bronco Stadium. It was crazy.
You know, I'm really happy for Idaho football, the state of Idaho.
Yeah.
And I think Boise State is doing a wonderful job, and there's even talk of them joining the Big 12 as they expand this summer, and that's huge.
That really needs to happen for sure. Let's talk a little bit about why you're here, because I understand you've got a lot of big news with respect to athletes and medical cannabis and what you're working on. Tell our listeners about it.
Of course. We're going to be the first company that comes out with a product that qualifies under anti-doping policies of the World Anti-Doping Association. That's a cannabis product. It has no CBD, it has no THC in it, and there are 207 banned substances on the WADA list. We don't have any of those substances. So we can market this to all four major leagues. We can market to major league soccer, college players, high school players, of all sports. And so this is big, and we're going to have this in the major leagues next year.
That's excellent. The World Anti-Doping Authority, of course, covers the Olympic sports, the amateur athletics and such, and they recently raised their metabolite threshold from 15 nanograms to 150. And part of why they said that is we don't want to be catching guys that may have smoked a joint weeks ago. We're really concerned about in competition. How is that argument playing with the NFL and some of the NCAA and some of these leagues have a little harsher stance on this?
Well, I think they've you see some of the major colleges and conferences that have gone more of treatment instead of suspension, and that's going to happen. And the NFL went from 15 nanograms to 35 nanograms, and, you know, they have a test once a year. And so it's not a drug test to me, it's an intelligence test. You don't get it coming. The thing about the NFL, they know you're dealing with 20-year-olds.
Yeah.
Coming out of college, so they know what percentage of their guys are smoking, but they're aware of Medical Marijuana Inc. They're aware of the subsidiary companies that are in there, and they're aware of the work that we're doing. I got involved because it deals specifically with CTE, and we have the patent that we got from the NIH that CBD has neuroprotectant. Acts as a neuroprotectant and antioxidant for the brain in relationship to the NFL's industrial disease, which is CTE.
Yeah, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, this disease you can't even tell someone's got it until after they've died. They have to do an autopsy.
Exactly. And so we don't want to see any more players, abusing their wives. We don't want to see any more players abusing opiates and the pharmaceuticals, and we don't want to see any other player, God forbid, kill themselves.
This, of course, got a lot of play, a lot of attention due to Jovan Belcher, the suicide in Kansas City, Junior Seau, many players who have dealt... that have dealt with these issues, and it's becoming more and more on the league's radar. Will Smith was just in a movie, Concussion, that talked about the doctor who discovered CTE. But yet Roger Goodell and NFL commissioner continues to say, well, our people say, and our people still need research. And if the research points us that way, what's it going to take to push them over the edge on this? That they're finally going to recognize the research that you and I and a lot of people at this conference are aware of.
Well, I think this is a movement. And as it goes along, the states, you know, more states legalize it or for medical use and recreation, I think as the country moves, the NFL is going to move. The biggest thing that I'm hoping for is it gets reclassified or decriminalized, and the NFL will have to deal with it. But for Roger Goodell to say we're following the science, they need to lead the science, you know, because if an entity like the NFL, that's the biggest sports league in the world, gets behind this, then, you know, they'll take a lot of other they'll take college with them, they take high school with them, and then they take the other sports leagues with them. They need to research this. They want to deny, and I understand that, or mitigate CTE, but they need to get behind this. They had a wonderful opportunity to do it independently with, and fund the NIH, but they had veto power, so they didn't do it with Dr. Bob Stern because he was a critic, and he's one of the objective to the concussion lawsuit. Tell you about the concussion lawsuit that all players should be pissed off. How do you have a concussion lawsuit and you leave out CTE?
Yeah.
You write it totally out, and that's why the lawsuit came about. So the NFL, if they want to get serious about it, show us the money.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Now, the NFL and other sports leagues currently are testing and banning cannabis as a controlled substance, as an illegal drug, as something morally you shouldn't do or something that might be dangerous to you. As the world changes and people recognize this for its medical value, do you wonder, well, let's just look at it this way. The past three Super Bowls, the Denver Broncos and the Seattle Seahawks have been in two of them each and won one of them each. And those are the two places where it's legal. Do you think they might start trying to say cannabis is a performance-enhancing drug?
No, they can't. They can't do that. And one of the things that I want people to do is, you know, get rid of ideology, get rid of the moral basis and whatever, and just follow the science. If you follow the science, you're going to come to a logical conclusion, but because it is there. It's helping kids that have these epileptic strokes and seizures, helping kids with autism. It's helping soldiers coming back with PTSD and these traumatic brain injuries. So let's study this deal. Let's reclassify, reschedule it, because there has been, the NIH has sent out over $500 million out of this country to other countries for them to study the science of marijuana, from Spain to Israel to all over. Let's keep that money here.
Yeah.
Let's make America great again.
You know, Trump was in this building just a couple days ago, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we're speaking with Marvin Washington. And do you have, you gave me a card, but I put it in my pocket here. What is the company you're working with?
HempMed Sports. It's a subsidiary of a Medical Marijuana Inc. And, you know, you can see all the companies that are underneath that umbrella. We're going to build a website for athletes for all ages. And the thing is that I know about CBD, but I know the benefits of THC, too. Let me say that.
Yeah.
And if there's ever a league that needs to experiment or let their players use the cannabis plant for pain relief, it's the NFL.
Yeah. The first step in the concussion protocol should be taking the guy back to the locker room for a volcano vaporizer bag full of cannabinoids.
But not only that, you know, the biggest issue with the NFL is, like, I've seen guys leave the NFL addicted to pain pills.
Mm.
And I've never seen them addicted to leave the game addicted to marijuana.
That was a big issue with Brett Favre back in the day when
he had his pain pill addiction.
And
there's a bunch of – he's not the only one. And, you know, what I was telling my sister on the way over here is, like, you know what the most dangerous thing about marijuana is? It's being caught with it. That's it, especially in states like Texas.
Yeah.
That's the most dangerous thing, that is being caught with it. But they let their kids go out there with their undeveloped brain, put on a helmet, run into each other, take these hits, 600 hits. Average high school players take 620 hits a season at the impact of 30, 35 miles an hour.
Jeez.
And you're letting them do this. But you don't want to fund or research the cannabis plant. So
yeah.
This country and the NFL has come a long way. You know, because who would have thought this 5 years ago?
Right.
But it has a long way to go.
Well, and even just 5 years ago, the only story you'd hear about this was Ricky Williams' story and him talking about his sabbatical and so forth.
Well, you know, Ricky Williams, let history be the judge of that. And I believe in 10, 15 years, he's going to be looked at as a pioneer and a trendsetter.
Yeah.
You know, everybody thinks, oh, he gave up his career for marijuana, whatever. No, he was trying to help himself heal his body because he was taking hits, and that was one of the things that helped his body besides, you know, the Anderson, the Naprosyn, the Oxycontin, the Percocet. He did something that's natural, has no negative side effects, no addiction, addiction problems with it or what have you. He did it. I think he's going to be one of the leading, when you look back on it, you know, if there's ever a Mount Rushmore of cannabis in sports, he's going to be on there.
Yeah, and how much convincing is this going to take for other players? Are the players behind this, they get it, or are there some that still hold on to reefer madness?
There are some.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I know how the NFL is, but is it a microcosm of society? So you do have your evangelicals, conservatives in there. But then what about the rest of the players? You know, I know how much players smoke, but right now players are educated. So there are a lot of guys that are smoking for medicinal purposes instead of being on that pharmaceutical regimen that you start in freaking July and you end in December.
Mm.
Supposedly, you're in the
season. Unless you make it in the playoffs, right?
Yeah, you're in the playoffs, but listen, you've been taking these things, they may be making you feel good. You're going to take them in March, you're going to take them in April, you're going to take them all the way through.
Yeah.
You know? And this is something that the NFL's biggest issue to me is the opiates, not marijuana. You know, they understand that. They know that. You're dealing with 20, 21, 22-year-old guys coming out of college. They know a certain percentage of them are smoking. Pass that one test, NFL doesn't have a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
NFL wants to get serious, and if any major league sports wants to get serious about saying we don't want our guys to smoke marijuana, do random unannounced drug tests.
Yeah.
Hair follicles.
Right. Right. That'd be tougher for you, but
See if you can feel the team that Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. I often make the joke that the NBA doesn't drug test its athletes in the offseason because they still want to field five guys for a team. You know?
Exactly. You know, NFL, NHL, even Major League Baseball, you know, it's not that really a big deal with them. The biggest thing should be HGH and the performing enhancing drugs, not this benign plant to me, you know. This is something that is coming. And so these guys can take our product instead of taking something that's pharmaceutical-based.
Yeah. Well said. Marvin Washington, thanks for sitting down with us. And give folks some contact information for the company and more information that they might need if they want to learn more about this.
Just go to HipMed Sports or Medical Marijuana, Inc., and you can look on the website. Then we also have a website called treatcte.org. That is dealing with chronic traumatic encephalopathy, and then just holler at me on Twitter, mwash52.
Right on. I'll follow you right after the interview. Thanks so much.
All right, thank
you. And go Big Blue.
Go Black and Blue.
One of my favorite interviews of all time, NFL star and college football rival, Marvin Washington. These University of Idaho Vandals are now in the Sun Belt Conference because, you know, it's so sunny in Moscow, Idaho. They're 1-0, but they are facing this weekend the 1-0 and number 8 ranked Washington Huskies, which are coached by my former Boise State coach, Coach Pete. So there you go. There you have it. When we come back, we'll have time for a radical rant. Marijuana is safer than alcohol. That doesn't mean it's better than. We're going to talk about drug prejudice when we come back.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.